Hello, and welcome to Open Acoustic, where I find meaning in every lyric. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite songs of all time, which, if you follow along with the blog, you know I say that absolutely every time, but I mean it every time, because I decided to pick my favorite songs, because that's more fun. So I listened to this song, which you just heard a little sneak peek of in the intro. I listened to the song every day for an entire summer, essentially. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. I like blasted it in my room. And that song is The End of Love by Florence and the Machine, which you might recognize Florence and the Machine because of the very famous song about the dog days being over, but it's so much more than that. I think Florence has some of the greatest lyrics like ever. She's an incredible lyricist. And yeah, enough introduction. Let's get started.
I feel nervous in a way that can't be named. I dreamt last night of a sign that read the end of I remember thinking, even in my dreaming, it was a good line for a song.
Okay, so like, immediately in the first bit, she acknowledges that it's a song, which it's just so meta. Also, I'm already upset about how good the lyrics are. Florence, why you have to be such a good songwriter. Okay, let's keep going. That is such a high note. I don't understand how she hits that. Anyways. So, the biggest lines from that are, where a family pulled from the flood, you tore the floorboards up. And I kind of see that as something about how, like, someone or something wrecked or damaged, her family. I mean, I guess that's fairly self-explanatory, but, yeah. Let's keep going. So, first of all, that is one of the best choruses ever written. I love it so much. I think it's so, like, beautiful, and I love the way she, like, layers the chords, so that it's not just, like, clear, harmony. There's, like, some, chords that don't exactly align. I love it. Also, as someone from New York, that summer in New York as a lyric is great for me personally relating to the song. But yeah, I don't really have words for that chorus. It's just too good. Okay.
In a moment of joy and fury, I threw myself from the balcony like my
This line is like, I don't really have much to say about these lines except they're beautiful and sad, and Florence needs to stop being so great at writing lyrics. I think those lines, especially after the previous lines, are like such a genius idea of taking lines about like her grandmother into like, I've always been in love with you. Could you tell it? Like, that, the juxtaposition. I love it. Okay. Same thing as the other chorus, except there's like more layers to the music, which I love. I think I love that chorus more, or that's not the chorus. I think I love that one more than the first bridge because of the little background, like synth. I love it. I think it's really cool. Also, she keeps repeating the wash away phrase. I kind of thought of that as like washing dirt off your hands, or like you're trying to get rid of something. So that could be a metaphor for getting rid of something. Okay, so there's a ton more repetition of wash away, so it definitely like means something. And this next bit is like the best part of the entire song. Okay, so like, first of all, the vocals in that are incredible, as usual. But the juxtaposition of Joshua, assumingly, she's referring, based on, like, she says Joshua came down the mountain with a tablet in his hands. I assume that's alluding to the Bible. And then the second part, which is like, told me that he loved me and then ghosted me again, which is like such a juxtaposition of like biblical reference to ghosting, which is a really modern day thing. And honestly, I don't have a lot of words for what her lyrics and what she does. I think they're great. And then the rest of the song is just a repetition. You should definitely check out the rest of the song. It is, like I said, one of my favorite songs. I'm on poetry brain, just as per usual. But, I mean, honestly, it kind of helps in this scenario. But anyways, that's been my analysis of The End of Love by Florence and the Machine. I'll be back here next week to talk about a different one of my favorite songs, and I'll see you then.